Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from the Sunan of Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, people from among my ummah will consume alcohol, calling it by another name, whilst musical instruments will be played for them. Allah will turn them into monkeys and swines and cause the earth to swallow them. What a strong warning that has been heeded by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or sounded by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to heed the warning. Intoxicants has become the challenge of the day. Hardly is there a Muslim family except that at least one person has succumbed to addiction. And intoxicants have become much broader now than in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it was primarily alcohol. Now it's alcohol and all sorts and all different types of drugs. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. And whilst the intoxicants are being consumed, musical instruments will be played. And fancy names will be given, fancy titles will be given to the intoxicants to be able to camouflage it, to be able to give it some sort of legitimacy. Now, this has become rife. You think about these parties where drugs are widely available and consumed, and music is blaring and people are dancing and they totally lose themselves. These things, or this kind of behavior, has become so normal that we have become desensitized to it. Even those who are not physically involved in it, almost every movie you watch or documentary that you see will have something of this nature. And it's totally legitimized, as if this is part of enjoying life, consuming intoxicants and having the music blaring, giving different names to things so that you can be more accepting of it, using euphemisms. Now, the second part of this hadith sounds out the warning that Allah will turn them into monkeys and swines and cause the earth to swallow them. This can have a literal meaning. It has happened in the past as a punishment. Allah has turned humans into apes and monkeys, into monkeys and swines, as a punishment. It can happen, literally speaking. Who knows, in the future, perhaps it is destined to happen. Or it could also have a figurative meaning, that you start behaving like animals. If you look at these parties, and now people talk about the online parties, the digital parties that are taking place, so many things now are of an intoxicating nature. In many ways, I'm not saying that this is what is meant in this hadith, but in many ways, our addiction to technology, be it Facebook, WhatsApp, you know, Instagram, or whatever else, or online platforms or online communication, is a kind of intoxicant. We lose ourselves. We're like in another world. We're not in our senses. So it's come right into our palms. You know, just different clips that shoot up. You know, you're browsing, for example, a news website. What shoots up? You're browsing on YouTube, or you want to see something on YouTube. The advert that just comes up suddenly. So people's behavior in these environments becomes like animals, worse than animals. They totally lose themselves. They don't know who they spent the night with. They don't know who they were intimate with. They don't know where they woke up. They don't know what happened. And they felt, well, I had a jolly good night. I had a fantastic time. Whether it's Christmas or New Year or a birthday or a weekend or a rave or after a matric, results have been announced, or whatever the occasion may be or may not be, this is the nature of the outcome of such activity. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can cause the earth to swallow them, literally in the form of an earthquake or some natural disaster, or figuratively in that there will be catastrophic loss. And we see this almost every day, that these kind of incidents lead to catastrophic loss. People end up killing each other. They end up committing rape. They end up being raped, amongst many other things. And even if we are not physically involved, and Allah's mercy be upon us, and we should not never be involved, but we are all vulnerable because of the environment that we live in. So we should stay far away from such things. We should sensitize ourselves again with regards to its harmful nature, and we should continue to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.